Be'ezras Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Bekum, the laws of the first fruits in the Seva Zeruim, which we're in the middle of discussing the halachas of Challah, which is related to that of Bekurim, which is also, they're both called Truma. And this Perek Rambam discusses regarding the combination of different doughs. As the Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding when you have doughs of many people or many different species. So Shtei Isis, if you have two doughs, Sheyesh B'Shtein Shir HaChayiv B'Challah, that the, between the two of them, there's a measurement that would obligate it in the Shir of Challah. But neither one of them has on its own the measurement of the chiv of challah, which we spoke about in the previous parak. Now, but the two doughs are touching each other and they're biting, which means they're sticking one with the other. So if these doughs were of two different people, even if it's from the same species, let's say they're both wheat, can be exempt from challah. Because we presume that two people are particular and they're independent, and again, so therefore, and each one doesn't have its own shear. But if we know that they're not particular about the doughs mixing, and they're going to combine, and then it's going to have a shear of halacha based. Now, let's say both of them were owned by a single individual. So if it's from the same species, then it combines. But let's say it was from two different species, wheat and barley, let's say, the aim mitzarf, and it's not going to combine. Because we presume that if it's from one species, a person is not particular. But two, a person would be particular. Now, let's say he was particular, that the dough of this one should not touch the other one, and the sarvim that should not mix with it, and even from the same species, again, it's not going to be combined because he's particular, and it's not considered as one, it's considered as two, and each one does not have the shear. Now, halacha gimel, v'keitzim et starfis, imhoyishal echem imenechem. Rambam comes to explain, how does it combine if it was owned by one individual and from one species? So, isis hachitim, let's say you have a wheat dough, which is touching a spelt dough, which is considered as the same in regards to these halachas, mitzdarf is they combine for the shear. Noga b'sharmin, but let's say it touches any of the other species of grains, ain mitzdarf is doesn't combine, because again, they're two different species. V'chein so to isa sa'irin, let's say you have barley dough, shenoga b'isa kusmin that touches spelt dough, oy sheba l'shul, or shifen, or oats, or rye, and v'chein isa sa'kusmin, so let's say you have this a spelt dough, and of oats, Bishal Shifan, and of rye. Shenaga kalachas mishlash mechaber, that each one of these three touched another one that we spoke about. Haredeh mitzdarfes, they're going to combine, and the reason for that is because spelt is considered as a type of wheat and a type of barley, they will combine with either one of them. It's considered the same min. But if it's a different min, it wouldn't. Halacha dalat, isis chadash, einim mitzdarfes l'shal yashin. A new dough does not combine, meaning if it's grain from this year, it does not combine with the grain of last year. And that's even though it's from one species. And the reason why is that people shouldn't say toimin, which, because the halach of challah is called truma, and that people shouldn't think that you could take truma gedayla, which is that first 50th that's given to the goyin, that you could take truma menachad shal yashin from the new grain on the old one. And since this is also truma, so therefore we don't allow from this year on last year. So to be yitrim me'emtza shtein, so to that these two, a person should not take truma from the middle of these two, because here also people were concerned to say, oh, wait a second, he took from the new on the old. Eli rather, what should a person do if he has this old dough and a new dough? Eli yavi isa cheres chadash yashin. They should bring another dough, whether it be new or old. In other words, since biblically, this dough that is a combination of old and new is actually chay mechala. It's only rabbinically we're concerned that it's going to be confused with truma gedayla. So you don't separate it and make it into two and make it into two doughs, because they are obligated together. Rather, let him bring another dough, whether new or old, v'itztarf lehem l'hashlam hashir, and then combine it to them to supplement the measurement. I mean, the people see that he's combining another dough, and they're going to think that, oh, the person's not taking from old on new and new or old, he's taking from the new on the new and the old on the old. Now, remember, when we say this, that wheat cannot combine with anything but, let's put that of spelt, is b'isa shenaga b'isa acheres. If we're talking about that, it's just that the doughs touch the other dough. But let's say someone mixed together the flour of the five different types of grains, b'isa mem isa acheres makes one dough out of it, then harichamishtan mitzdarfan l'sher isa chala, then the five of them will combine for the measurement of one dough for chala, like we explained in Perek Vav, in the beginning of Halacha Tezvav. Halacha Ed Ram Ketiz regarding a dough that combines two different doughs. So Isav, let's say you have a dough, shebechusa mikashir, mikan, which has less than the measurement on this side, the isa b'chusim mekashir mekan, and you have a dough less than the measurement on this side, and you have the isa shein lechayevus b'chala b'amta, and you have a dough that's not obligated in chala in the middle. Kugan, what do you mean? What's a chala that's not obligated? That's not a dough that's not obligated in chala. Kugan isa oyvus like rice flour, like rice dough, which we said is not obligated, or isa trumo, or the dough of trumo, or medumo, or it's mixed with trumo, isa gali, or the dough of gali, which doesn't have the chiv at all. So although now the doughs are touching through this middle one, in mitzvah they're not combined. Shahari davar hapatim nechala mavdal emtzah, because something that's exempt from nechala is separating in the middle. They're not considered as combined. Now halacha vav hoi beemtzah. Let's say in the middle was the isa dough shohur mechalasa, that it already had its chala taken from it. Then mitzvah, then the two outer ones will combine. And the reason for that is sheisa shebenein kara hoisim uchayves bechala, because the dough that's between them was already obligated in chala. And so therefore it's not considered something that's exempt, now it's exempt, but it's something that's intrinsically obligated, and therefore will combine. Let's say between them was a dough of hektish, mitzdarfis, that will combine the two outer ones. Because you could technically redeem that of hektish, which will then make it obligated in chala, because it's, let's say, made out of wheat, and therefore it's considered as a combined and not a separated. Let's say you had between them a dough from a different species of the five grains, which doesn't combine, but again, it's something that's intrinsically obligated. Or the dough of another man, or some new dough. In these cases, the doughs on both sides will combine for the obligation of challah, because although the other person's dough or the new dough of the new grain, they will not combine, but again, it doesn't separate. Two doughs. Where each one is less than the measurement, that you separate a challah from each one of them, then they went, now they're touching each other. Now the sum total of both of them has the measurement. Now you have to separate from them challah. The first challah that you took is not significant, because when he separated, it was at a time they were potter, because they were independent and they didn't have the shear. So now you have to go ahead and separate again. Halach Chazram is regarding a change of ownership. Shnei Goyim, if you have two Gentiles, Sha'asu Isa Kashir, they made a dough which would have the measurement, but they're Gentiles. V'chilku, and they divided it. V'achar kach nizgayir, and then these Gentiles, they converted. So when they converted, then at that point, it didn't have the measurement in the dough because they had already divided the dough. Now, v'hoisim kol echad al-chelke, now each one, now, after he converted, added on his portion, achar kach nizgayir, after he had converted, atshashlim al-shir, now that his dough has the measurement now. It's going to be obligated in challah. The reason for that is, it never had a time that there was an obligation when they were Gentiles. When they converted, at that point, it already had less than the measurement. And the fact that when he needed it as a Gentile, that doesn't exempt, only in a situation when there was an exclusion of it when it was needed. And when they were Gentiles, never a chiv. And when he converted, when there was a chiv, they didn't have the shear. So when it has the shear, then it's going to have an obligation to separate challah. Now, in contrast, halacha tes aval shnei yisraelim shal sakach. But let's say two Jews did this, which means to say that they had this dough with the intention of dividing it. And v'chozik al echad achar shecholku, then each one of them, after they had divided the dough, they went, and v'hoitzav al-chalka, he added on to his portion, atar shlim al-asher, until he completed to have the measurement. There's a betura, that dough is still going to be exempt. The reason for that is, shekvar hoitzal shaschev, there was a time when there was a moment of obligation, but v'hein hoi peturin b'yitzah shah. And but they were exempt. And there's a difference of no obligation or obligation, but exemption. There was an exemption by Yisrael Shabbat because they made it to divide. So there was already a chalois, a taking effect of exemption. So even if you're adding on to that, that's not going to make what was exempt intrinsically become obligated. And therefore, it's still going to remain exempt, even if he adds on to make the shir on his own. Halacha Yod, let's say there was a dough that was a partnership between the Jew and the Gentile. The chilka, and they divided the dough. The Achach Nesgar Hagoy, and then the Gentile converted Vahisav Ager Shaloi, and the Ger added on to his Bisol Shaloi, and the Jew on his own. Achahishim Kalech, the Sosal Shaloi, until each one completed that his dough now has the measurement. So Shal Yisrael Chayevus, the Jews is going to be obligated because, regardless of the portion of the Jew, the fact that when they made it into dough, that there was a Gentile, that doesn't exempt it, and it therefore it just didn't have the shear, now it's going to have the shear. But v'shalgoi b'tura, that of the Gentile, interestingly, is going to be pater, where here it's different because the dough wasn't made to divide. It was what exempted it was the fact that it was needed when a Gentile had ownership in it. So even though that it didn't have the portion, but his is going to remain exempt in contrast to the prior halacha, And therefore here, since it was with a Jew, here he's going to, when he adds on to his portion, it's going to remain exempt. Halachi Rav, the Ram continues regarding from taking the separation of the challah nearer the rest of the dough, regarding as it relates to that which is exempt and that which is tummy. So hanoitel sa'ar mi'isa. Let's say someone takes yeast from a dough, shlohur mechalasa, which that dough, which fermented, now it's yeasty, that didn't have its challah taken from it yet. When the son of the teich isa, and they put it into a dough, shlohur mechalasa, which already had its challah separated. Now, biblically, there would be a halacha of bitl b'rayv, of nullification of the majority. And it wouldn't be a problem of that yeast. But the Chum said that tevel, the untithed produce which you're taking the yeast from, is not bottle. So the halacha is like this. Harizim maybe isa shnir. So the person has to bring a second dough. Meaning, the original dough which he took the yeast from, which the challah was not separated, you cannot separate from that onto this mixture. Because that dough is biblically obligated because never had challah taken. But this yeast and this dough is only rabbinically obligated because biblically it's already nullified. But the second dough, which doesn't have a measurement without this yeast that's in this dough, from that he could separate. And it has to be a second dough, shiyiyah ba, that should only be with it, imsarizet, with this yeast that was put into this first dough. Only together will have a shir isa, the measurement of a dough, shechayevish b'chal, to be obligated in challah. And v'nois n'b'toycha isa, shehur mechalasa. Now you put from this second dough, this new one, into the dough, which had originally had its challah taken off, which the yeast from the challah, from the dough that had not taken the challah was mixed into. He mixed it into that dough, and the purpose of that is so that he should be able to separate from the new dough. And umafresh min isa shniyah, and he separates from the second dough, shir challah, a measurement of challah, aleha on its own, what it has its own chiyim, v'alasar, and on the yeast which was mixed up, which also had original chiyim. And the reason why he mixes it in, kadesh yitl min amukav, that should take from what's near. In other words, the reason it has to be put into the dough, and not just near it, because he has to take from that which is connected to. Now, v'mein la isa shniyah, what does he do if he doesn't have a second dough to add in? So nasle kula tevel, so then this yeast of tevel that was mixed into that dough that had its challah removed already, the whole mixture becomes tevel, as we said rabbinically. U'mafresh challah kol, and you separate challah on the whole dough. And the reason is shatevel b'minoi aysa b'choshu, because untithed produce, in this case, because challah wasn't separated from it, when it's the same species of dough, so it's going to make it forbidden even minute amount. And the reason for that is because it's called efshel asaknei, because you could fix it by separating the tithes. So it's considered what's called davashish matin, so it has permitted, so therefore even the thousand is not going to be bottled. And therefore, you have to separate challah on the whole thing. Halachid beis, isa tvul l'challah. Let's say you have a dough that's untithed in regards to its challah being taken off. So in the challah, we don't treat it like as if it's challah, even though somewhere in here technically you have challah in here, which wasn't removed yet. And barei kechulin l'inatum, therefore it's considered like regular mundane produce regarding the laws of tumah. Where she'ena she'ini oisah shlisha b'chulin, regarding to mundane in contrast to kadshim truma, a second degree tumah cannot make it into a third degree, cannot make something else into a third degree tumah to transfer it further on. Like we'll explain in its appropriate place in the 11th parak of Hilchos Avos HaTumah and Halachas Beis and Zezvav, and therefore a mutter and also mutter ligrim tumah l'chulin shabayit tzol. You also allow to cause tumah for chulin and there it's tzol. Therefore, says Ram, that introduction is pertinent for what he's about to say. Let's have shteis is two doughs. Achas Temeah of Achas Tahar. One is Tameh and one is Tahar. And you didn't separate Challah from it yet. So Noitel Kedei Challah Shtehem. So he takes the amount of Challah for both of them. Me'isa Shalohu Mechalasa. From a different dough, which did not have its Challah separated from it. V'noisne Be'emtza Samach L'isa Tahar. And he puts it in the middle, near the dough, that's Tahar, touching it. So that again, the Truma could be what's called Menamuka, from what it's near, what it's fixing. Now, although generally you don't have to touch when you're doing mukuf, but here where you have one that's tamei, one that's tar, so it's like something that you're particular about its mixture, and therefore has to actually touch. Umeishich min hatameya la tahira, and you draw from the tamei dough towards the tahira dough, kdei beya, the amount of significant amount of that of an egg, and through that it becomes like one dough if you have at least an egg's volume. And only that way it becomes like one entity, which then you're allowed to take truma from the tar one on the tamay one. And the reason why you do that, because they literally mean the mukav, so they can take truma from that which is near that which you're fixing. Halachid gimon. The Ram concludes with a dough, which is you designate totally for the purposes of separating challah to fix other doughs. A person can make a pure dough, and not to separate challah from it. And he leaves it, or he leaves part of it, leaves mafresh aleha to separate from it, and to continue going, of chalas shalis acheres, to fix loaves of bread of other, to fix the chalas of other doughs. And even if those other doughs become tame, which then you have two flaws, one is from tar of this dough on those tame doughs, and also it's shalim in the mokav, it's not nearby, still you could do that. Until the dough that you left on the side will be totally challah, because you filled up the amount that fixed other doughs, and you give that to the kain. But who, and initially, as long as that dough that you're leaving there on the side does not become inedible, that becomes ruined, that a human being cannot eat it. But when it spoils, then you cannot use it to separate challah for other doughs. Now, when we say this halacha, that those other doughs that you're separating on them are suffik im hurma chalam hen oiloi hurma, if you're doubtful if you separate the challah from them or not. Where, let's say, for example, you have two witnesses saying that it was separated challah, two witnesses that says it wasn't. Where shechalas demai, where here demai doesn't mean like what it classically means that you buy from Mama Oritz, rather means say challah of suffik, of doubt. Nitelis minatar la tami likitchil b'shlem en mukav, meaning this that we said you could do such a thing is only for those that you have doubts regarding. Where then you could do these two flaws of taking from tar on the tame initially, and also shleim and mukav, even though it's not nearby. It's there that you said you could do this thing, even though it's tame, and even though shleim and mukav, because it's a situation of doubt, and therefore we could have that leniency.